Welcome to my podcast, a first Alpina medium for all employees, as well as fans and everybody who wants to become part of First Alpina in the future. This episode was translated from the German interview with AI.
Welcome to episode 21 of my podcast, which for a change will focus on medical topics. Today, we'll explore the comprehensive services of occupational medicine at First Alpina at its largest single site in Linz. On an industrial site with more than 14,000 employees and large production facilities, accidents cannot be entirely ruled out. When they occur, swift action is crucial. This is why the Linz First Alpina site has its own medical facility that is unmatched. Today, we'll hear about several superlatives. To discuss this, I welcome Ms. Sylvia Hammerstelzmüller, the medical director, and Ms. Charlotte Dichtel, who is responsible for clinical health and occupational psychology. Good day to both of you.
Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Could we start by having you briefly introduce yourselves? Ms. Hammerstelzmüller, shall we begin with you?
Of course. My name is Sylvia Hammerstelzmüller, and I have the privilege of leading the occupational medicine department at the Linz site. The occupational medicine team at First Alpina in Linz offers comprehensive health services for employees in five main areas. These include workplace health promotion, our medical clinic, curative medicine, occupational emergency services, occupational medicine, and physiotherapy. Our overarching goal is to promote and maintain the health and well-being of all employees.
Ms. Dichtel, as we mentioned at the beginning, you are responsible for clinical health and occupational psychology. Please introduce yourself as well.
Thank you for the invitation. If I may introduce myself, perhaps it's also interesting to explain how someone becomes a clinical health and occupational psychologist. I studied psychology in Graz, then added two more years of training in clinical and health psychology after my degree. After that, I attended Danube University for supervision, coaching, and organizational consulting. Through this training, I was also certified as an occupational psychologist. Psychology as a profession is sometimes misunderstood, as people often don't know exactly what psychologists do. Mental processes are not visible, which makes this even more challenging. That's why I'm grateful for the legal regulations that govern this field, including regular checks by the Ministry of Health. Personally, I'm married, have an adult son, and love my dogs.
How many dogs do you have?
Until a year ago, I had three. Now I have two female dogs.
In any case, you've explained that your training spans many years. Let's begin with some fundamentals. First Alpina offers what is called workplace health promotion. What exactly is this, and why is it important?
Workplace health promotion at First Alpina is called 365 Days Safe and Healthy. To put it succinctly, it's about making the healthier choice the easier choice. This means we aim to make the healthier option more accessible to employees. For instance, providing on-site vaccination is a more convenient way to promote prevention. Prevention is one of the key pillars of workplace health promotion. The other major pillar is health literacy. Studies show that Austrians are not particularly well educated when it comes to health matters. For example, people may not recognize symptoms in themselves, interpret them correctly, or seek treatment from the right healthcare providers in a timely manner. Moreover, they often struggle to find and evaluate reliable health information online. One of our primary goals is to empower individuals to make better health decisions for themselves through education. This benefits not only the employees, but also the organization. It's also one reason we have earned the Workplace Health Promotion Seal of Quality, BGF. Achieving this certification requires a significant amount of work and investment, but as a leading company in Upper Austria, we set an example for others.
In addition to the seal of quality, we also run external campaigns. For instance, we display posters at bus stops, bulletin boards, and online. Each month, we focus on a specific health topic, which is prepared collaboratively with Charlotte and other contributors. These campaigns aim to provide new insights and raise awareness.
A key initiative we've implemented is the Health in Focus program. Through this, our occupational health team, including doctors and myself, deliver short presentations during workplace safety sessions. These presentations cover topics like heart health or mental well-being, helping to break down stigmas around these issues. Through this program, we've reached around 1,700 employees so far, with plans to increase that number to 2,200 by the end of the fiscal year. We also offer on-site visits where we bring health education directly to the workplace.
Ms. Hammerstelzmüller, could you provide an overview of the occupational medicine team at the Linz site? How many employees are part of your team?
Our occupational medicine team currently consists of around 63 employees. This includes 11 doctors, 19 certified nurses, 17 paramedics, and our clinical health psychologists. Our medical facilities are equipped with state-of-the-art equipment, providing optimal care for patients. Our services aren't just for Fürstalpine employees, but also for other companies operating on the site.
What are the main focus areas of occupational medicine?
We focus on five main areas: emergency care, occupational medicine, physiotherapy, workplace health promotion, and curative medicine.
Let's take a closer look at these areas, starting with the clinic and emergency services. How have these evolved over the years?
When our clinic was first established, it was primarily a trauma surgery unit, as workplace accidents were more frequent at the time. It even had facilities for operations and inpatient care. Fortunately, workplace accidents have decreased significantly. Today, we focus more on general medicine, handling issues like colds and diagnosing more serious conditions such as potential heart attacks. We have our own laboratory and X-ray facilities, allowing us to offer comprehensive diagnostics. A historical note: the first emergency medical vehicle in Europe operated on the Fürstalpine site in 1956.
Moving on to physiotherapy, what services are available?
Our physiotherapy department offers a wide range of treatments, including therapeutic exercises, various massage techniques, heat and cold therapy, ultrasound and electrotherapy. We also provide group exercises, ergonomic consultations, and online live sessions like the Strong Back program held twice weekly.
Let's also discuss psychotherapy. Ms. Dichtel, could you explain the difference between physiotherapy and psychotherapy?
Psychotherapy addresses mental health and focuses on restoring psychological well-being. In modern companies, we adopt a biopsychosocial model which integrates physical, mental, and social health. Employees can consult me or external therapists we collaborate with. We also work with employee representatives to support mental health.
Mental health is increasingly recognized as important. How do you support employees in this area?
Accessibility is key. During the pandemic, we introduced a helpline. One of my first callers said, "I saw you at work and you don't seem so bad. I'm not feeling well, so I decided to call." This kind of trust stems from our on-site presence. Mental health remains a taboo topic, particularly for men, but our low-threshold services help break down these barriers.
Preventive care is another focus. What services do you offer in this area?
Preventive care is extremely important to us. For example, we offer cancer screenings for colorectal and prostate cancer. In 2024, 120 men took advantage of our new prostate cancer screening program. In 2025, our focus will shift to women's health. We also provide vaccinations, including travel vaccines and yellow fever shots, as one of 15 certified centers in Upper Austria.
Lastly, I've heard that your emergency services operate 24/7. Could you elaborate?
Yes. Our paramedics and nurses are available around the clock to handle emergencies. Whether it's a minor injury or a major accident, our team is always ready to respond.
The range of services provided by Fürstalpine's occupational health team is truly impressive. Thank you, Ms. Hammerstelzmüller and Ms. Dichtel, for sharing these insights.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for allowing me to showcase a small part of what we do.
That was episode 21 of my podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and enable notifications so you never miss an episode. In the next episode, we'll speak with Carola Richter, the first female board member of Voestalpine AG, about her first year, female empowerment, and her priorities in health and safety.
Voestalpine, one step ahead.